praise and the honor. He's good. He's mighty. He's marvelous. He's everlasting, everlasting. He is our God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory, 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 glory. He is worthy. He is worthy. We're going to continue on, guys, with our kingdom series. Our kingdom series. The Lord is so good. He's so mighty. He's so marvelous. He did not leave us here by ourselves. He's a wonder. He is a wonder. He is a wonder. And today we're going to be talking about kingdom deliverance. Hallelujah. Kingdom deliverance. Kingdom deliverance. The enemy is really, really trying his best to keep us at a place where many don't know that they have already been delivered by the blood of Jesus. And because many don't understand and know that their deliverer has already done the finished work, it's already been done. It's been nailed to the cross. And so this morning, as I was meditating on the Lord and meditating on his word, the Lord began to share with me things that have been coming to me, people who have been needing prayer and request. And I'm just seeking the Lord on, okay, Lord, what is going on? And the Lord would have me to say that many don't understand kingdom deliverance. They don't understand that the king has already delivered them from their fears, that the Lord has already delivered them from everything that the enemy would try to infiltrate the body of Christ with. We've already been delivered. It's already been done. It's already been done. But the Lord would have me to say in this hour, many don't know their authority. Many don't know what he's already done, because many people keep teaching as though it's not for them, that the deliverance is not for them, that it was for back then. No, deliverance has already been done. You can walk in deliverance, you can speak in deliverance, and you can live in deliverance. So the Lord would have me to go to our first kingdom scripture that's talking about deliverance. And that's going to be Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 4. And remember, the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In other words, in 2024, this word is speaking to you, and this word is speaking to me. So when he says that he's already done it, it's already been done because of the finished work. We just got to walk in it. We cannot expect people to do it for us because it's already been done. The Lord would have me to say, we must be women and men who are going to seek after him daily. Seek after him daily. Seek after him as though our life depended on it. And our life does depend on seeking him daily. So our first kingdom scripture comes out of Psalm 34, verse 4. And remember, this is personal. He said right here, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So verse number 4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So what is this word saying? The word is saying, Lenore, you seek me. If you just seek me, I'm going to hear you, and I have already delivered you out of your fears. What could be your fears? Fears of anxiety, fears of manipulation, fears of people, fears of man, fears of not being good enough, fears of being set back, fears of being delayed, fears of being denied, fears of what's going on with your family, fears of what could be going on with your children. He is saying right here, if you would just seek me, I will hear you. I have heard you, and I'm going to deliver you from your fears. See, he's already telling us that we have fears, but if we would just seek him while he may be found, he says, I have delivered you out of your fears. I'm going to deliver you from your fears. You don't have to be afraid of man. You don't have to be afraid of anxiety. You definitely don't have to be afraid of the enemy, because he says he has overcome the enemy. So if the Lord has overcome, then you and I have overcome. But we must begin to be women and men who will live in our kingdom authority. Our kingdom authority. In other words, we have to get past this religious system, guys. This religious system is doing nothing but keeping the women and men of God in limitations, anxiety, and fear. The Lord often brings this to me. He says, do you remember in the Old Testament when I was going to come down and I wanted the people of God, the children of Israel, to come up, and they were so scared that they said, no, we're not going to come up. Moses, you go up for us. And so Moses came up and began to hear what the Lord had to say for the people of Israel, but they were invited up too. But because of the fear, they said, no, we're going to stay down here at the base of the mountain. And so it is in 2024. Many people are afraid to move up in the things of God, and they're afraid to move up in the things of God because the enemy is telling them, well, you know what you did last night? You're not good enough to do that. That's only for the preacher to do it. No, the veil has been rent. The veil has been torn. And because the veil has been torn, you and I have the ability to move up into the realm of the spirit and have access to what God has in store for us. He says we can come up. We can come up, but we will not be able to come up in this stinking flesh. We're only going to be able to come up in and by the Spirit. And so the Lord would have me to say to you on today, he says, seek me. If you would just seek me and just hear me, you will be delivered from all of your fears. Because see, when we go up in the Spirit, the Bible says we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, not in the flesh, guys, but in the Spirit. So if I sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, then what can this world, what can these demonic imps of fear, anxiety, manipulation, being delayed, set back and denied, what can that do to me? Nothing, nothing. Because I have a mouth to speak. Because the revelation, I believe Revelation 1 and 6 says that we are kings and priests. That's a small K. That's a small P. We are kings and priests. We belong to a royal nation, a royal generation. We are ambassadors of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So if we are all these things, and we are, because the word said so, then we have already been delivered. But we just got to make up in our mind that I'm going to receive my deliverance and I'm going to walk in my deliverance. And I declare and decree this day and this hour, every demonic spirit that would try to come and bring accusations of fear against me, I'm going to speak and I'm going to say, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I have been redeemed by the blood. The blood is speaking on my behalf. Therefore, you are illegally trespassing, and I command you by the blood of Jesus to get thee behind me, you foul spirit. That is how we must begin to speak with the enemy. We are waiting on people to do it for us. And the Lord says, you and I, he says that you and I, we are in covenant with him. And because we're in covenant with him, guys, there are promises. As a matter of fact, when we look at Psalm 34, verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Can you hear what he said? He said, the righteous cry out. Come on, Holy Ghost. And the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Not some, not halfway, not a fourth. But he says he delivers us from all of our troubles. He says the righteous cry out, are you righteous? And here goes the enemy, no, you're not righteous because da 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 da. You've got to understand the Bible says that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Know who you are. Know who you are. We are the righteousness of God. And the Lord hears and delivers me out of all of my troubles. What could be troubling you? Marriage problems, children problems, work problems, church problems, devils in the building, devils leading the building. Those are troubles, guys. Money problems, setbacks, delays, denials. Those are problems. Those are problems. Those are troubles. What's troubling you this morning? What's got you at a place where you're discombobulated and you keep saying, Lord, please help me. I just need you to help me. You know what the Lord is already saying? I have helped you. I have sent help. Now stand up like a woman of God. Stand up like a man of God that I've called you to be. And you command that devil in the name of Jesus Christ to get thee behind you. We keep asking the Lord to do something that he's already done. He says, seek him. Okay, why are you going to seek him? Lord, I'm seeking you because right now the enemy is trying to come against me. But I know what you said about me concerning your word. You said that I'm the righteousness of God. You said that I've been redeemed by your blood. You said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned because it is my inheritance. So who's making an accusation against you? None other than the devil himself, using people. And sometimes he will come against your own mind. Then you have to say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my mind is under the blood of Jesus. So devil, by the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I command you right now in Jesus' name to detach your lies from my mind. I do not receive them. I say no to you. I say no right here and I say no right now. My mind is fully clothed in and by and through the blood of Jesus. And instantly, guys, instantly, I'm telling you, your mind will be under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. This is where the body of Christ is right now. They're still praying from a place of defeat. We are not defeated, guys. We are not defeated. We are winners. He says, thanks be to God who causes you and I to triumph. What does that mean? We win. We have won. Why have we won? Because of the finished work of what Jesus did on the cross. We are winners, guys. We are winners. I don't care what no devil in hell on your job tells you you cannot do. You better take it in stride and say this, in the name of Jesus Christ, promotion comes from God. Now, the enemy will use people on your job to try to hold up your progress. And if you know these things, you get before the Lord and you say, I declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every portal that the enemy is trying to set up against me, every barrier, every block that he's trying to set up against me to keep me from my promotion, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus is speaking on my behalf, and I command my promotion right now to come forth in Jesus' name. Just as Jesus called Lazarus forth, who was stinking in the grave, I declare and decree, my promotion shall come forth. It is mine. It is my inheritance. It's my covenant partnership that Jesus has already given to me. Now, devil, I command you to take your hand off. And I'm telling you, you will literally feel a shift. See, I felt a shift in the spirit. I felt a shift in the spirit. In other words, something was held up. It's about to come forth. It is about to come forth. And I cannot wait because I'm going to get on here and I'm going to shout to the rooftop. The Lord is looking for the children of God to begin to walk in what he's already promised you and I. He's already promised it to us, guys. We don't have to walk around as though we don't know who we are. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We don't have to walk around as though it's not ours because he said it's already ours. It's already been done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so we're not going to allow the enemy to steal from us anymore. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When Psalm 115 says this, see, he just said, tell the children this right here. Tell them this. This wasn't even in my notes, but he says, tell the children this. Psalm 115, 16 says, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth, he has given to the children of men. He has given us the earth. So anything that's trying to hold up what he's already given us, that means it's a squatter trying to steal it. And that squatter is known as the devil. He's a squatter. He's a liar. The Bible says right here, this is a covenant promise. He said, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to the children of men. That's us. He's given the earth to us. In other words, the Lord says, I've given you the ability to rule and reign and legislate. Come on, Holy Ghost. You have the ability to rule, reign, and legislate. In Genesis 1, he says, he told Adam and Eve to subdue, and therefore we are kings and priests. What do kings do? They legislate. They legislate. They're on the battle, but they're legislating the plan to defeat the enemy. So it is in the spiritual realm. We are kings and priests. So I'm on the battlefield. I'm riding my white horse. I have my sword in my hand, but I'm not out there fighting. I'm speaking in the spirit realm, and my mouth is praying from victory to the earth realm. See, when we pray from victory. He said right here, the heavens belong to the heavens. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me find that one more time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. So the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. So when I'm praying from a place of victory. Why are you praying from a place of victory? Because it says right here in Psalm 115, verse 16, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. He says, but the earth he has given to the children of men. So when we pray, we're praying from a place of victory. We're not praying from a place of doom and gloom. We're not praying from a place of defeat. We're not praying from a place of begging. When I hear people say, Lord, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Guys, that's not in the scripture to beg. That's not in the scripture to beg. That is not in the scriptures to beg. Kings and priests do not beg. We legislate, we command, and we declare and decree. And if it's according to the will of God, I'm telling you, you're going to declare and decree your victory from a place of victory to the earth realm. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you something that, No, I am telling you what I know. I have seen supernatural things happen instantly and quickly. And the Lord says, be in agreement with him. Be in agreement with him. If you can find somebody, come on, Holy Ghost, that will be in agreement with you when you pray from a place of victory, or they pray from a place of victory, he says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he says, anything that we ask, he will do it. He didn't say anything that we beg. He didn't say that. He said anything that we ask. So guess what? When I go in the realm of the spirit, I'm declaring and decreeing what he's already said that I could have. So if you say, well, Lord, I'm going to ask you for supernatural strength. Lord, I just come before you right now, and you said in your word that anything that I ask, you said that you would do it according to your will. And it is your will, Father, for me to walk in supernatural kingdom deliverance. I declare and decree that I walk in supernatural kingdom deliverance. And you get someone to agree with you on that, touching and agreeing, I promise you guys, you're going to feel a shift, a divine shift. And this is where the Lord is saying we must be women and men who will come from a denomination. These denominations, I tell you the truth, they have done nothing but keep people in bondage. Oh, I'm a Baptist. Oh, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I'm a Church of Christ. Oh, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I'm a Church of God in Christ. Oh, I'm this. I'm Presbyterian. Oh, I'm Apostolic. Oh, I'm Primitive Baptist. Oh, I'm a Presbyterian. Oh, I heard somebody tell me the other day, I'm universal. I said, Lord, but do you have power? But do you have power? You're not going to get Holy Ghost power from denominations. You're going to receive Holy Ghost power from God. These denominations have kept so many people powerless to the point many are dying spiritually. Dying spiritually till their bodies are being affected and they're literally dying off the face of the earth. When he said in Romans, he says the same spirit that God raised Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal bodies by Christ Jesus. What does quicken mean? Make alive. Make alive, guys. So the spirit of depression that is trying to come against the people of God, I declare and decree right here, right now, in this hour, that you have the mind of Christ. And because you have the mind of Christ, you do not receive depression. You do not receive depression. Stop letting these school teachers tell you that your child has ADHD or whatever it's called, these labels. No, my child is a warrior for Christ. You just need to lay hands on your child's head, anoint his head with oil, and say, I declare and decree that my child has the mind of Christ. We will not accept ADHD. We will not accept that he or she is a slow learner. We're going to walk in the promises and the covenant of God. That's using your mouthpiece. But see, when you're gossiping and backbiting and talking about people that you don't know nothing about, this is what prohibits the power of God from working in your life. Many need to repent. Many need to repent. Well, what do I need to repent for? You was gossiping. You were backbiting. You were saying things that you shouldn't have said. And then when you try to pray, the devil is saying, ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, you were backbiting about the woman of God. You were backbiting about the man of God. I can bring these accusations against you because you were doing it. And instead of you repenting and saying, Lord, bridle my tongue, bridle my mouth, you will act like you okay because you went to church on Sunday. And you think because you went to church on Sunday is going to cover your gossiping and backbiting. See, that's another lie that the enemy tells the people of God. Were you okay? God knows your heart. God knows your heart. Those are lies. God says, repent. If you ever put your mouth on a woman, a man of God, out of ignorance and not knowing, you better be repenting. Repent quickly. Because many of you don't understand the backlash that you're receiving because of your own ugly mouth. Your mouth is bad. Some of you have a bad mouth. You say, well, I don't cuss, but you gossip. I don't gossip, but you swindle. You manipulate. You use your mouth to manipulate, to get what you want. You use your mouth to manipulate the word of God to get what you want. Guys, I'm telling you right now, the Lord says, unless you repent, backlash will be at your door. He told Cain, the one who's killed his brother, he came to him and said, why are you angry? Why are you wrought? That's what God's spirit came to him and said, why are you wrought? Why are you mad? You're mad because your brother brought a better offering. You could have brought a better offering, but you didn't. You chose to do what you wanted to do. So why are you mad? And then the spirit of God said, hey, straighten up your heart. Unless sin be found at your door. So the Lord is giving warnings. Straighten up your heart unless sin be found at your door. In other words, you're going to receive backlash. And what did he do? He received backlash. He went and murdered his own brother after the Spirit of God came to him and told him to repent. Get your heart right. And he didn't do it. He says, I'm not going to do that. That's what he said internally, and he killed his own brother. And many of you are killing the people of God with your own mouth, and you don't understand why you're receiving so much backlash. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord would have me to say in this hour, if you really want to see change, change has got to start with you. Change has got to start with me. Change has got to start daily. When he shows you and I something about ourselves, we don't need to ignore it. We need to say, Lord, I say, Lord, expose my heart to me so that I may repent and be a better person for you. I want to do what you call me to do. Expose my heart so that I may repent. And I'm telling you, when we begin to pray earnestly and honestly like that, God says, I can trust you. I can trust you. You know why I can trust you? Because you're willing to allow me to search your own heart. He wants to search our heart. And we look at Psalm 50, verse 15. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. That's beautiful. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, call upon me, Lenore, in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. That's a covenant promise. But he says, you got to do something. You got to call upon me. Call upon me in the day of trouble. What's troubling you? What's got you in a frenzy? What's got you so tore up that you're not calling upon him? You're calling your pastor. I'm going to call my pastor. My pastor is going to help me. Your pastor is going through the same thing you're going through. We need to be praying for these pastors. They're going through so much. So why put the burden on the pastor? And more than likely, the pastor is going to try to carry your burden when he or she should be saying, let's call upon the Lord. We both are in trouble. We both are going through some trouble. He says that he would deliver us. And then once he delivers us, we're going to bring glory to him. See, I'm the type of prophet. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm the type of prophet. The Lord says, you show them in my word. You show them in my word where they're worthy to call upon me for themselves. You show me that they can have dependency in me. Talking about him, God himself. You show them that their identity is not in a man or a woman, but their identity is in him, in Jesus. So many people have leaned on man for so long, they can't find God for themselves. They cannot do it. So he says, prophetess, daughter, what I want you to do when you are ministering and counseling people, never take on their burden. Never take on their burden. You show them who I am to them. Even in their lowest place of living, you show them I'm right there where they are. I'm right there. All they got to do is just call upon me. He says, if I made my bed in hell, he says, he's going to be there. He's there. He came and took the keys, guys. God himself created hell. He created everything. He created you. He created me. He created us. And he even created Lucifer. But Lucifer said, you know what? I'm going to be like you. And so he had to get kicked out of heaven. But at the end of the day, God created him. He created him. He created him. He even created the kingdom of darkness. He kicked Lucifer out. So therefore, Lucifer was now turned into Satan. So guess what? He created all of that. This is why we have dominion and we can speak. We can speak against the forces of darkness. His word says, I've given you all power and authority over the enemy, and by no means shall anything hurt you. Why did God say that? Because he created it, guys. He created it. He created it. Satan got kicked out. A third of the angels left with him. But at the end of the day, the creator created it. And I know religious people don't want you to know this, but it's true. This is why we have authority, guys. We have authority over the kingdom of darkness. He says, I've given you all power over the enemy. In other words, I've given you all power over the kingdom of darkness. Why? Because he created the kingdom of darkness. He knew exactly what Satan, what Lucifer was going to do. He knew exactly. So Lucifer got kicked out, and guess what he's doing? He creates Satan. What Satan does, he just causes things to be magnified at a place of darkness. 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 It was never intended to be dark from the beginning. But when Lucifer did what he did, he got kicked out. So guess what? He kicked a third of his angels out. And they're roaming to and fro. That's the kingdom of darkness, guys. That is called the kingdom of darkness. But you and I have authority over the kingdom of darkness. So this is why the Lord would have me to say, get your power back. Get your power back. Get your spiritual muscles back, guys. Get your spiritual muscles back. When he told me to write that book, Fit for the King, you are fit for the King. But sometimes we've got to go back to the old landmark. We've got to go back and get our spiritual muscles strengthened by the word of God through prayer and fasting. Through prayer and fasting. So I don't walk with my head down. No woman or man is going to intimidate me. No woman or man is going to make me feel less than. We have so many people walking around feeling like they are less than. Why? Why do you feel like you're less than? Well, I don't have a degree. So what? You don't need a degree. Because when the last man, thank you, Holy Spirit. If I can find this, the Lord is going to bless somebody. Lord Jesus, help me, Father. This was not in the notes. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what I want you to, I'm going to read this to you. It's 2 Corinthians 3. I'm going to start at verse 1 and I'm going to end at verse 6. And then we're going to close this broadcast out. But I want you to hear this. And I want you to hear this and hear this very well. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? In other words, letters of recommendation. Number 2, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ. We are an epistle of Christ. Ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tables of flesh that is of the heart. Come on, Holy Ghost. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. I'm not done. And it says, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. My God, if this don't make you shout and let you see right here that you do matter in the kingdom of God, that you do matter in the eyes of God. Who cares if you don't have a PhD? Who cares if you don't have a master's? Who cares if you don't have a bachelor's? Who cares if you don't have a certificate? None of that matters, guys. Now, am I saying don't invest in yourself? I'm not saying that. But before I had the degrees, I was already, hallelujah, I was already a written epistle. Hallelujah, you are already a written epistle. Epistle. So guys, that degree, it does not trump who you are in Christ. You got to know who you are, my God. You and I must know who we are. I know who I am. I know who I am. I don't care, guys. You can come in a Lamborghini or a Rolls Royce, and I drive up in a Pinto. Guess what? I'm going to get out just like you got out of your car. I'm going to walk on the red carpet just like you walked on the red carpet, and I'm going to give my God some praise for my Pinto. That's because I know who I am. And people will look at me, she got out of that, and she jumping and dancing. You know why I'm jumping and dancing? Because I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm not going to park it in the back. I'm not going to park it on the side. I'm going to park it right there and get out just like you got out of your Rolls Royce. I'm going to get out of my Pinto just like you got out of yours. And I'm going to have valet park my car just like he parked yours. That's who I am. And that's who you should be. So Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you that you're just good to your people, God. You did not leave us without a witness, and you are so worthy of your praise. Father, you love us so much, and the enemy is trying to steal our identity. But in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as I intercede on behalf of my brothers and sisters who represent the kingdom of God, I declare and decree right now that you wear the crown of righteousness. I declare and decree right now that you are an heir of God, joint heir of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree right now you walk in your kingship. I declare and decree right now that you belong to a royal priesthood. I declare and decree right now that you are a king and you are a priest. I declare and decree right now that whatever your hands touch prosper. For you are just like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, whose leaves do not wither, and whatever you do prosper. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I declare and decree that you have the mind of Christ, and the spirit of depression will no longer be your sounding board. The spirit of depression, right now, I say go in Jesus' mighty name. I say go in Jesus' mighty name. The voice of the blood of Jesus is speaking on your and my behalf. We say no to oppression. We say no to fear. We say no to every lie that the enemy would try to impose upon the people of God. We say no. And so, Father, I just thank you. I love you because you alone are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You alone are worthy to be praised. And we thank you, God, for kingdom deliverance. We thank you for kingdom deliverance. We thank you for the covenant. And we receive the covenant because of what Jesus did on the cross. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.